This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. North Korea fired four short-range ballistic missiles into the Western Sea on Saturday, South Korea's military said, as Seoul and Washington ended a high-profile six-day military exercise. North Korea has launched a series of missiles this week, including a possible failed intercontinental ballistic missile, drawing condemnation from the United States, South Korea, and Japan, and raising speculation it could be preparing to resume nuclear weapons testing for the first time since 2017. Russian President Vladimir Putin has publicly endorsed the evacuation of civilians from parts of Ukraine's southern Kherson region, the latest sign of Russia's retreat in one of the most bitterly contested areas in Ukraine, Putin told pro-Kremlin activists as he marked Russia's Day of National Unity. Now, of course, those who live in Kherson should be removed from the zone of the most dangerous actions because the civilian population should not suffer. Iran acknowledged for the first time on Saturday that it had supplied Moscow with drones, but said they were sent before the war in Ukraine, where Russia has used drones to target power stations and civilian infrastructure. The Iranian foreign minister said a small number of drones had been supplied to Russia a few months before Moscow's forces invaded Ukraine on February 24th. China will persevere with its dynamic clearing approach to COVID-19 cases as soon as they emerge, health officials said on Saturday, adding that measures must be implemented more precisely and meet the needs of vulnerable people. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sweden's new government will distance itself from the Kurdish YPG militia as it tries to win Turkey's approval to join NATO. Sweden's foreign minister told Swedish radio on Saturday the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia and its political branch PYD are considered by Turkey as extensions of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which launched an insurgency against Turkey in 1980 and is regarded as a terrorist group by Turkey, the United States, and the European Union. Pope Francis said Mass for thousands of Catholics in Bahrain on Saturday, thrilling members of the small foreign Catholic community from around the Gulf and urging them to show kindness to their hosts, even if they feel sometimes badly treated. The crowd of about 30,000 people that filled Bahrain's National Stadium was the second largest gathering for a papal mass on the Arabian Peninsula, following one that drew more than 100,000 in the United Arab Emirates in 2019. At least 15 people died after a fire broke out in a busy nightclub in the Russian city of Kostroma, officials said on Saturday. Kostroma is a city of around 270,000 people, 30 kilometers northeast of Moscow, on the banks of the River Volga. 18 people were killed after nomadic herders opened fire on a market in the latest communal violence to rock central Nigeria's Benue state. That's what a local official said on Saturday. The violence broke out late Thursday when herders stormed the village of Ukahol and shot 18 people in the market, including women and children, said a spokesman for the state governor. Climate activists glued their hands to the frames of two world-famous paintings by Spanish master Francisco de Goya in Madrid's Prado Museum on Saturday, the latest in a string of protests targeting artworks across Europe. And environmental activists rushed onto the area where private jets are kept at Amsterdam's main airport on Saturday in an attempt to block them from departing. Hundreds of people had gathered in and around the airport for a demonstration against pollution organized by Greenpeace and Extinction Rebellion. And fans of the Hong Kong Rugby Sevens shrugged off a three-year pandemic absence as the weekend sporting spectacle kicked off with drinking, fancy dress, and COVID rules. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.